So why do we fear and why are we scared? Well, in the Holy Quran, there's a verse which alludes to this. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. That we will most definitively test you with something of fear, hunger, with a loss, a deficiency of life, a deficiency of wealth, a deficiency of food and fruits and crops and so on and so forth. We're going to test you. But the thing is, give glad tidings to the patient ones. Who are the patient ones? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. When a burden encounters them, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, we're all Allah's and we're all going to Him. This is Tawheed. What's the relationship between this Tawheed entering our hearts and these burdens and tests? Look, they're not bad things. They're not bad. They're the cause to your spiritual perfection. But what's the relationship? And the relationship is this, that we've been so drowned in these mental constructs of ours. My house, my job, my child, my spouse. You really believe they're yours. Whereas in reality, nothing is yours. Inna lillah. We have to learn to detach. Our aim is to journey towards Allah, to journey towards absolute perfection. These are just hurdles when we drown into the worldly things. Not that the worldly things aren't important. We need security. We need a house. We need a spouse. We need a job in order to journey towards Allah. But when these things become the goal, we lose the plot. So through Tawheed and incorporating Tawheed into one's heart, one then really believes that the house isn't theirs. One truly acknowledges that the spouse, the child, the job, the knowledge isn't theirs. It's all Allah's. And therefore, they won't look at the world in an egoistic manner. Why would someone be disappointed when their life is threatened because of an earthquake or a virus or whatever? But when in the other part of the world, people are dying in their thousands, they don't move a bit emotionally. They're not scared at all. That's because of an egoistic worldview they have. Their worldview is drowned in a very negative manner. They look at the world based on their own self-interests, based on their own greed. But when everything is Allah's, why would you grieve over anything? Why would you be scared? Why would you call something bad? Allah inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. The lovers of Allah, the disciples of Allah, there's no fear over them. They have no fear, and nor do they grieve, because they have true Tawheed. They are a wali of Allah, something that we all can become. This was Reflect, diving a little deeper.